Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie, James Seltzer, and for Joe DeCamera, Rhea Hughes, Fran Rojas on the ones and twos. Let's close out the Twitter poll question of the day. It's sponsored by Harman Chevrolet. Proud to again be PA's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. HarmanChevy.com. John Ritchie, the question today. And the reason we were asking is Pro Football Focus ranked the top cornerbacks in the league. They had Cooper DeJean at number 11 and Quinyon Mitchell at 16. Now, both those numbers are too low, I think, but I thought Quinyon was so clearly a better player in his rookie season at cornerback than Cooper was, but it does feel like because of the Super Bowl and the award tour, as it were, that he's been on. And
it's kind of a big deal when you pick six Patrick
Mahomes. He's everywhere. Yes, he is everywhere. Cooper DeJean, I feel like there's been more love for Coop than for Quinyon lately.
Quinyon's very quiet.
Yeah, he is. Off the field. He is. On the field. Like, even though it's not flashy stuff, it's just shut him down. Yeah. We asked, who is a better cornerback, Cooper DeJean or Quinyon Mitchell? John, how do you think the voting came out for this one?
The voting has come out in many ways. It feels like this is going to be a Cooper win because of what we're talking about. People love the guy who went and scored a touchdown in the biggest game of the season. I think it's got to be close to even because, man, Quinyon Mitchell was a shutdown Deion type, Revis Island type cornerback when he was given that opportunity. And you just didn't even have to worry about him out there. It's just like you set it and forget it with Quinyon on the outside. 54% think Quinyon's better.
I am really proud of Eagles fans and of voters here. 84%.
Wow.
Quinyon Mitchell wins handily. And that's correct. He is their number one corner. He's the one covering the best players. Yeah. I felt like it had been going. And again, both are great. Felt like they'd been, a summer of Coop. I'm happy to see that we all understand that Quinyon is.
But there's something be said for the difficulty level
of what he had to do. So, John, I actually thought about putting football player instead of cornerback.
Difficult level of the role as the nickelback slash safety slash free safety slash strong safety slash nickel linebacker slash dime linebacker slash dime corner. Like he does a little bit of everything. You could call him 50 different things. And that level of difficulty, maybe we factor that in to his
Well, that's why. So I put, and we should, I put cornerback. I thought about who's a better football player to encompass that. But either way, nice to see the results go the way they did. All
and
right,
overwhelming for Quinyon.
Big time, which is great. Yeah, I'm excited to see Quinyon play football again. All right, let's get back to the phones, try and get as many calls in before we get out of here. Let's talk to Nick in Wilmington. Hey, Nick.
Great to hear from you. How's everybody doing?
Super, Nick. Wow. We're talking football. I feel like we're super. And then I think
we are the Super Bowl champs. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, by the way, we have the best odds to go win the Super Bowl in the NFC. I was just seeing in a commercial break. We're number one with the 12% chance to go to the Super Bowl in the NFC, and then the Lions are 8% behind us. That feels pretty good.
Feels pretty good.
And then I think Phillies.
Yeah, that unfortunately I'm here to talk about the Phillies, but didn't mean to damper the mood, but the Phillies team to me are a combination of dreadful and dangerous. Now, dreadful is obviously a couple things. Number one, Dave Dombrowski and what he did not do in the offseason as everybody was pleading for him to do something of relevance other than just the Lizardo acquisition, because, you know, Hayes obviously isn't it. You know, we probably should have kept Cody Clemens over Weston Wilson, to be honest. Yeah. I'd rather trust Clemens.
And look, I understood that in the moment because the lefty bat thing, they just didn't need another lefty. But I think it's pretty clear Cody Clemens is a better baseball player than Wes Wilson.
It's just like in the draft, you take the best player.
Yeah.
Just take the best player and you'll probably get better. But also, you know, the level of fundamental baseball that this Philly team cannot play, it's almost like when I see a miraculous catch. It's like because they played it wrong and they recovered well, but it's like you could have just got a better jump on it or
totally
judged it better to get the catch.
I
and
agree
it's
with
like,
you.
Oh, it should have been retuned.
I totally agree with you. Like both Marsh and Rojas both had outstanding catches this weekend. And both were exactly what you're talking about, where it was like they kind of had to recover and make a throw the arm up in the air and make a great catch. But if they had just been more, you know, sure of the route and sure of the, you know, the read off the bat, they could have gotten there and made it look easier.
Correct. And a lot of these reads that they do, it's like you're not supposed to go forward on a read. You go backwards and then you can recover.
And then
you
can recover. Yep, sure.
Where they obviously do the opposite, you know, nine times out
of 10. To your point, the fundamentals have not been there. And it's, you know, we were just talking about the Eagles as the Super Bowl champs as like a, you know, opposite end of the spectrum. And that's, you know, since Sirianni got here, that's been something he's talked about ad nauseum. We know he's focused on fundamentals, the importance of that. The Phillies certainly could take a page out of that book.
And the thing that's really disconcerting, then I'll talk about the dangerous point real quick, is that you know, yes, the trade deadline, we're going to be active, but if you continue this cycle of mediocrity and trying to sign these big contracts where you clearly have loads of talent of guys like Crawford and Abel and all these guys that, like, can, you know, play baseball, then you're going to have a state in which we're going to have contracts that you can't get rid of because they're not showing their worth. The benefit's not exceeding the cost, and then you're stuck on an island with these guys saying who's going to save us.
I know.
So
I'm with you,
it's
Nick.
A big, now, the dangerous part, in my opinion, is that, you know, the team has talent. And the one thing that with baseball is that if you make the playoffs, any team can win. And that's
absolutely
the thing about baseball. So when you have a team that has this much talent, and the pitching is very, very good. I think we just had a couple bad.
Yeah,
you know,
if a couple guys get hot for a month, you can win the World Series, without a doubt. But it's hard to bet on that, you know?
And it almost makes me feel worse because I'm like, this team is so good, but they're such trash at the same exact time. And it's like, it's a constant state of flux to see if this team is actually going to do anything. And it's like, I have solace in myself knowing that this team is just not that good, but I still love baseball because I have nothing else to watch because all my life.
Well, and also, Nick, I think the other thing, though, is that from a fan perspective, you know, we have seen them get close. We have seen this group talk about winning and all that stuff where it's like, even if we can step back and say, you know, with my brain, I could see that they have holes here, 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 and that the bullpen's bad, and they're just not that good. Like, my heart and us as fans are in a moment where it feels like World Series, man. Like, this team is supposed to be a World Series winning, contending team. So it's hard to kind of rationalize both those things at the same time. Nick, you got an answer for us for Timeless?
I do. So I feel like it's not fashion, my answer, but I feel like fashion is part of something that's timeless. Mm. And what a better thing for timeless is, maybe you're a double entendre, is it's actually a timepiece, like a watch, like a Rolex or something.
Sure. It's an interesting thought. Like, you know, I don't think it's double entendre. It's like the opposite. It's, you know, almost like the irony of the answer. But yeah, you know, not too bad. We'll see how it plays out in a minute. Let's talk to Howie and Mount Airy. Hey, Howie.
Hey, James. Hey, morning team. How you guys doing?
Doing well, Howie.
That's good. That's good. I tell you, this is a real frustrating season because I felt like we entered it with so much.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Much promise. But at the same time, I think what we're seeing is a continuation in so many ways of what this team was from the All-Star break last year and in the playoffs against the Mets. It's just, we are not a clutch-hitting team, and we are not a patient-hitting team. We swing at a lot of first pitches, and I still don't think we've ever replaced Rhys Hoskins.
We haven't.
Not to say that he wouldn't be in the tank, too, right now in terms of slumping. But
no, but Howie, to your point, like a patient right-handed bat who can hit the ball out of the ballpark, sounds like exactly right. What they need.
they do. They do, and they just and game after game, they show us. And, I mean, I got to be honest with you. They're getting tougher and tougher to watch. I mean, like, every time I watch them or listen, I listen to them a lot on the radio, and it's like, wow, when is somebody going to do something? When is somebody, you know, when is somebody going to get hot? Mm-hmm. And it just seems like the only one that you can really count on consistently of getting a
is
big
Schwarber.
Hit is Schwarber. That's it. You know that he's good for a bomb, you know, every so many bats. He's going to hit the ball hard and drive the ball. But everybody else seems like they're up there like they're in a fog or something.
Yeah, and the mentality-wise, we've talked about on the show, it does feel like they're not having any fun, that it's super serious, and there's just Bryce, a perfect example of it. It feels like that guy hasn't had any fun all year long, and now it turns out he's been hurt and all this stuff. It's just, it definitely feels, it feels like, Richie used the term nadir before, it really does feel like the nadir of this group right now, you know.
Well, and you guys said something earlier that I thought was key. You know, when Bryce got hit by Strider a couple of weeks ago in that Braves game, there was no fire. Not to say that you want anybody to hurt anyone else purposely, but nobody stood up for Bryce. And I thought that was, I don't want to say it was very telling, but it's just like, where's the fire in this team? Nobody's pissed off about that. You know, your star gets hit like that, and no pitcher takes it on his own and say, "Look, I'm gonna come high and in on this next guy up here." Nobody did anything. You didn't. It's just like we just kind of laid back and took.
Yeah.
The bothersome thing is you're right. They've known that this wrist is bothering him. Now he got hit on the elbow. I mean, but he was thrown at the two games before.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's just it's
and that's another thing. I don't understand why a hitter like you're saying, Rhea, that gets thrown at. You know, it's not like this is the first time Harper's been thrown at in his career. He's been thrown at historically a lot. I don't understand why he's not wearing a brace on that arm.
Well, that was weird too.
The brace came back.
Yeah, my guess is that it's uncomfortable for him to hit with. Mm-hmm. But I'm with you, Howie. Don't take the risk there. Howie, you got an answer for who or what's timeless for us?
I got a classic because you could hear this person's voice. You could hear this voice anytime and put it in any year. The great Merrill Reese.
That's a good answer. Yeah, Merrill's voice definitely covers the years. All right, back to the phones in a sec. Let's do what we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's Yours is brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go, only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's see what we got today.
You know, I love our diehard fans, but the one I hate the most are I Told You So fans. We're so happy that the Pirates swept our Phils when they were probably complaining months ago, weeks ago, that this stuff would happen. Time's yours.
Yeah, I have not run into those fans, but yeah, no time for that.
Yeah, in regards to JT, he's probably my favorite Philly. No way you can bring him back. There is no way you can bring him back. He's declining. He's at towards the end of his career. Nola was a mistake to give him that extension. Bryce, I don't want to hear about an extension ever again. So this is what the team is, and got to move on from here. But unfortunately, JT can't come back.
Yeah, I very much lean towards the moving on from JT, but they also don't have much there.
Yeah, I was about to say, he's in the
Marshawn, you know, so.
Isn't the person after him, like, really young?
Yeah, Tait they have, but he's years away. I think he's 18 or something, 19, so still some time on that one.
Watching the Panthers-Oilers in the playoffs is like watching a different sport from when I watched the Flyers. They are light years away from being 3 years away.
Yeah, it was noticeable. I mean, those guys are flying around, and Connor McDavid
is so
special to watch. And it definitely did feel like a different sport than what we saw this year.
This Phillies team is soft. 9 out of 10 they've lost. Since what? Since nobody retaliated for the Bryce Harper incident. Is it a coincidence? I don't know, but I think it is.
It's an interesting point. I hadn't thought about the, you know, one leading to the other. That is interesting. And now Bryce is out, and he's saying the hit in the elbow has something to do with it. Interesting. We'll have to follow that. Interesting point. All right, let's shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Do you think a guy like Bryce gets, I don't know, ticked off?
It's possible.
Defend them.
Maybe.
You know, that they. Is that. Are hurt feelings part of this?
It's possible. I hope. Like, I think injury is the number one thing with Bryce right now. It's an issue. And I do think, you know, he's been mopey and kind of whatever. I definitely think it's possible. We don't know.
Can get a touch mopey.
It's certainly possible that he doesn't feel like his guy's had his back. It's possible. I don't know. We're inferring, but you never know.
Inference.
Yeah, you never know, though.
No doubt.
All right, let's get a couple more calls in here before we get out of here. Neil in the Northeast. Neil, what you got, brother?
Oh, boy. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down.
Me too, pal.
All right, Karen.
Well, anyway, they got to do better, but a shout out. The good thing of the Phillies is ALS Awareness Night.
Yeah.
Fans get there 5:15, and it goes to a great cause, Lou Gehrig's disease. So the Phillies are doing, you know, that.
Neil, that's a great call. That's a great call, Neil. Good call by you.
I hope they do better, but I don't know. They got a tough series, you know, like with teams they're facing. And really, with this lineup, Rhea, I would be mad like you. I mean, you know, if you paid all the money Middleton did, the fourth highest payroll, they should hit a lot better and score at least 5 or 6 runs in the game, whether Harper's in the lineup or not.
Yeah, so. There's other guys in this lineup who can hit.
Oh, absolutely. I mean Cassiano's getting paid a lot. Trevor's getting paid a lot. Trey's getting paid a lot. Like, there's
you can't just all turn the loop.
Spend. Yeah, I mean, even Kepler, it's $10 million, but it's $10 million for the year. He's giving him nothing.
Right.
Neil. You got an answer for us for
just
timeless?
Real fast, I would bring up Crawford and Gabe Rakonis right now.
Okay.
You know, like bring them
up.
Yeah, I feel
you.
You know,
I feel you. They got to do something at some point.
For King. Yeah. And did Star Wars already was mentioned?
No. Star Wars is a great answer. You're barking up Richie's tree right there. All right, we got to turn to just get your answer in now. Last chance right now to win tickets with us to come see the Phillies and Cubs on Wednesday. Mark in Delaware, who or what is timeless?
Has anybody said simple, photos of family and friends?
No, that's a good answer. Photos and family and friends. There's a timeless nature to that. Ryan in Harleysville. Ryan, you got an answer?
A catch with your buddies, your family, your dead parents.
That's a pretty good answer. Yeah, catch is not a bad one. Bam, you got an answer for us? Who or what's timeless? One.
Silent
two,
bam.
Bam. Bam! All right, well, Bam's gone. All right, we got to pick a winner here. To me, the great answers today. Thank you to everyone who called in. The ones that stick out to me as the best are PB&J, Blue Eyes, Sunsets, Mona Lisa, Salt, Sunset. I wrote Sunset twice. S'mores, Merrill, and a Catch. I don't know why, but PB&J has really stuck out to me this show.
PB&J,
I feel like it's such
yesterday.
A perfect classic. I just had one this weekend. Like,
I've never been a big fan, but I mean, it's just
I'm going to vote PB&J personally.
Yep.
So, Rhea,
I would go S'mores.
S'mores, you're going PB&J?
I actually lied earlier. Yeah. PB&J.
Bang!
Is the answer.
All right, so congratulations to Ed is the winner for PB&J. Awesome, awesome stuff. Ed, you'll be joining us at the game on Wednesday. Ed's the one who Joe told him he won, and he didn't win. Remember when it was turned out? Yeah. Oh, were you not here for that? He said, oh, Ed, congratulations. You won. And it turned out there was actually Nick who had won. So, Ed, you actually do win. Congratulations.
Thank
you are coming to the game with us on Wednesday. And we'll be back tomorrow. Joe will be back tomorrow. I'm sure there'll be more Phillies talk. They're playing the Cubs tonight. We'll react to it and a whole lot more. Thank you to everyone who called in. Couldn't do the show without you. Thank you to Fran Rojas and Dan Wilson doing a great job producing the show. For Richie, for Rhea, I'm James. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.